Yeah, okay. So here we go. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin yet another super thrilling episode of the dubious goals, dubious goals, Grununcha. Yes, hello and welcome to the Grununcha. It's a little bit windier out here than I thought. Okay, so, hello. What was that? Birds. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. I slept kind of weird. And I was a little sore from sleeping weird, but now I'm good. And we have another very, very lovely day. It's 10 degrees and rising quickly. They're saying 21 degrees, 22 degrees is possible today. Maybe even a little bit more. And I considered going a number of places. But when I realized sort of the wind level that we're dealing with today, I realized it's a good day to check for owls. So I'm down at the creek, walking under what is normally canopy, but it's completely barren leaves right now. We got interesting sounds down here today. We got birds making noises. There he goes. What was that, an Arctic tern? The hell was that? big white bird. Makes no sense. Okay, so is it gonna be too muddy? Is it gonna be slick? No, I think we're good. We might not be traipsing up and down the length of the creek today, so let's not worry about it. Let's get down in here. See if anything is happening. See if there's any golf balls. See if anybody's been golfing. I got up strangely early today, even though I went to bed at like 3:30 or shortly thereafter. So, yeah. Yeah, the water level has been high. High enough to start moving stuff around. Wow. There are no golf balls. None. It's a little damp down here. It's a little, I don't want to say muddy. But there's no golf balls in the creek. I don't see any just immediately laying around. And everything is gray. All the dead leaves are various shades of gray with hints of brown here and there. Let's head up into the owl zone. Although I suspect that our owls have not yet returned because I don't hear any birds freaking out. Wow, there's footprints down there. Somebody decided to go tromping through the mud down in there. Wow. Oh, we got trees creaking. We got stuff moving around. Yeah. Well, there's a white golf ball. No interest. I'm gonna walk. So today's supposed to get really warm, which means I might have to go out later if I'm not taking a nap. And I don't know. Anyway, sun's starting to bake me a little bit, but it's still, yeah, it's 10, 11 degrees at most. Okay, so slowly working my way upstream here. Oh, I had a fun day yesterday after dubious goals committee. This, that, and the other thing. There's some racing. So I had to watch motorcycle racing and car racing, but not at the same time. First it was car racing. And then I just heard a hawk. And then, did I tell you about the whole thing? I got the new document from the place where I got to do the thing. And I don't know, it doesn't work. And you know, I'm just running a terminal basically. And it's supposed to be, I don't know if it's secure or they think it's secure. It's a train wreck. So it says click the link below. There is no link below. I thought, okay, maybe I just can't see it on my computer. Had the same problem with stuff from them before, so I have to run over to my parents' house. Run over to my parents' house, jump on their big fat Mac, and I open all this stuff up. Yeah, and it still doesn't work. Not a thing. Click the link below. There is no link. And I have multiple witnesses. So, do you see any links here for me to click? What does a link look like on a Mac? What is it? Is there a link? No, there's no link, Tobe. Okay, no problem. So that took 5 minutes. And then it was like, oh, we're about to go out to eat. We're about to go out and eat dinner. You want to go with us? Hell yeah. And we went to the weird little pizza place. Oh, that's so good. It was yummy and delicious and... What was that? It was yummy and delicious and I brought a lot of pizza home. So I'm going to have a little bit of pizza today. Which is definitely a welcome change of pace to some of the not super yummy food that I've been eating. See, the weather's been weird. Once the weather gets weird and starts warming up and there's weird heat when there shouldn't be, I can't sleep, I can't eat, everything's messed up. But not too bad, not too bad. I'm doing pretty good. Plus, I got this pizza now, so I can eat some yummy pizza. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Alright, I'm at the owl tree. And, yeah, there's just no sign of... There's no sign of habitation. There's no sign of... There's no signs of action. There's no owls, damn it. Oh. But now... Yeah, I'm here early enough that the sun angle is just right, where I can see, like, the bottom of the creek. I can see into the water. I can try to climb over this log. My knee is feeling weak today, but I'm going for it anyway. And one, two, three. Ooh, halfway good enough. All right, and we're over. This is the snapper zone. The last time we saw that snapper that lives down here, he was in this area, and there's some water movement up here, so I'm gonna creep up here. Look for some kind of dude. Is there some kind of turtle down here? Oh, let's find out. Oh, and here's a weird golf ball. We've been by here 100 times. How come we've never seen this? What the hell is it? It's a Callaway number 1, but it is so bizarrely colored, I have to... think that it's been out in the sun. It's so sun bleached because it's sort of whitish, but then there's sort of this pink cloud. I'm gonna pick this up. There's some water ripples up there. Any snappers in the water here? I don't see Mr. Snaps anywhere. I'm gonna continue up here and just take a glance over this fallen down tree. See if there's any ducks hiding back here, or a snapper or something. What do we got? What do we got? Because, you know, we should be seeing wood ducks soon. And this is the spot where the wood ducks like to congregate. Oh, I can't really see anything. I'd have to crawl under and do the whole kit and caboodle. Which I don't feel like doing. It's very quiet. And there's no wood ducks, because I would have spooked them. They would have flown off squealing, making that wacky squealy noise that they make. Okay, I'm turning around. So I had a good night last night, doing stuff, hanging out with my parents, and I haven't told you everything. No, I have not. Let's see if I can get another angle down here. Is that snapper around here somewhere? Hey, where's my snapper? Because are those turtle tracks at the bottom of the creek? Or did somebody just go walking through there? No, that's not turtle. That looks like a raccoon. I think a raccoon has been wading through here. Would not surprise me. Anyway, I don't remember when this happened, but at some point in time yesterday, I decided to unpatch my synth. Unpatched everything. And I got out the special cleaning brush, which is really a 4-inch paint brush, which says 101.5 millimeters on it. No, it just couldn't be a 100 millimeter brush. Couldn't be a 101 millimeter brush. They had to be super accurate. 101.5 millimeters. Okay, anyway, so I dusted off the synth and stuff. And that was cool and all. Then I thought, oh, what am I going to do? So for over the early evening, I probably spent an hour just screwing around with stuff, just experimenting with various things. And then later at night, around midnight last night, I started working on it again. Worked until about 2. And it wasn't working out. It was not good. Things were not going well. But then, at some point, I couldn't really figure out when, or couldn't really tell you how it all happened, but ooh, almost tripped over a tree. But somehow, something sort of started falling together. So now I have this patch, and this patch is, well, it's really nothing special in itself. It's very simple, and it's pretty straightforward right now. But, you know, once we introduce the unusual control elements, meaning the photovoltaics, then, yeah, it starts to get interesting. And I'm going to demonstrate this for you shortly. But before we do anything, we need to find us the chickens. Because I think I can hear them over here. Oh, yeah, I just heard a glonk. I just heard a birdie glonk. Oh, yep, I can see some movement in the leaves over here. Yep, okay, yeah. What we have here is a wild herd of creek chickens, and they come running. So I'm going to throw some seeds at them. I'm going to throw seeds over here. I'm going to throw seeds over there.
and then I'm going to kneel down right here so I can feed them by hand. Here's Little Miss Great Chicken. There you go, in the silky. And now Golden Fried runs up. Now we got Stealth Chickens. We've got zebras. The zebras are loud and cranky. Come over here, Rhodey. Rhode Island Red wants to get some. No, she's running the other way. Here, White Chicken, you can have some too. They're delicious. How about you? Yes. Stealth Chicken sneaks in. Yeah, you can get them. Yeah, squawkadockles. Squawkalin's gadockles. Yeah. Everybody's squawking. And then the dog shows up. Yeah, hi, buddy. Feeding the chickens. Hi, Great Chicken. Yes, you can have some more. Great Chicken, she doesn't even want to eat the ones on the ground. She wants me to feed her. Every time. Every time. Throw some more seeds over there. Distract some chickens over here. Woof, woof, woof. Here, Silky, you can have some. You can get some, Silky. Here, you can have some yummy seeds all to yourself. Woof, woof, woof. We're getting lots of dog action. We're getting chicken action. Oh, we got so much animal action happening. It's fun. Okay, Great Chicken's eating seeds out of my hand with White Chicken. Zebra's eating them off the ground with some Golden Fries. We got Stealth Chicken over here. We got Rhode Island Red over here. We got Silky's way back there, so I'm going to chuck a few more seeds in. Yeah, you guys love them. You know, Great Chicken's standing in a pile of seeds that she's knocked out of my hand, and I have to put my hand in to feed more because she won't eat the ones off the ground. Yeah, she looks up, and here you go. Keep eating them. I know how much you guys love the chicken seeds. They're so delicious. But I'm running out. So I'm just going to sort of throw these over here so that Silky can get some. And I'm going to throw the rest in over here. They're very talkative. Very talkative chickens. But that's it for all my seeds. So let's get to this synthesizer business. It was all kind of stupid and relatively simple until I added a really cool thing at about 2 o'clock in the morning. Head back into the house here. And I've had to damp some stuff and I had to attenuate some stuff, but it's all good. It's all good. Slim. Ow. Knee. Stretch out. Get the foot over here. Okay, so let's sit down here. And let's plug some stuff in. Oh, yeah. And this thing's howling. And why did it change? It shouldn't have changed. And where do we have this? This is on. Why is this plugged in? Why is this weird? Where is this going? Okay, first of all, let's unplug this because this is just confusing me. And this goes to where? This goes to 5. We're gonna kill 5 there for a second. Is this going to work? Because obviously I was working on this at night and when it was dark and, you know, we're kind of in front of some windows, so there's a lot of ambient light right now. Let's just start it. Let's go. Yeah, we got way too much light. And so the babbling baby's going crazy. Which damn thing is he? He's this one. Yeah, the ambient light's killing us here. So anyway, let's get out a flashlight. And I've been doing it took me a while to get the baby right. Not right necessarily, so much as functional. Damn it. This is pissing me off. OK,
cannot keep it dark enough. What if we do this? What if we cover half of it? That'll work. Kind of. Ignore the baby. So I started with the bass line. And I don't even know if it's loud enough for you to hear right now. But as soon as we get some flashlight action, okay, so we got Florian down here doing the bass. I'm gonna turn it up. So we got Florian grinding away, and we got the photovoltaic panel hooked up to the filter cutoff, and of course we have the baby. And the babbling baby, I'm doing it a little bit differently now that we've got a different thing, some more new hardware, we could do it a little bit differently. I had it set up a couple of different ways, to be honest, including using a Turing machine, but it wasn't giving me the effect I want, and I want it to be quiet like it is now until you put light on it, like this, and the more light you put on it, the more babbling it gets. And we used to do this using the rate of a clock divider. But when I was doing it this way, the baby's constantly going ba, ka, wa, da. And then when you shine the light on the photo panel, then it, and then it goes so fast that you can't hear it. So in order to choke it down, okay, so I basically got this far and thought, okay, we gotta do something melodic. How are we gonna pull this off? And then that's when this came in. And the way I originally had this, well, basically, we've got it taken along, right? Dunk, 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 dunk. And so to get some notes, maybe we should just do it. Yeah, here, let's unplug this. Let me plug this into here. Okay, I originally had it like this, and it's too sensitive. I got my hand over the photo panel, take my hand off, jumps up an octave, throw some light on it. Right? Okay, that's great and all. But trying to pick out individual notes is difficult. And so I said, let's attenuate that. Run that through an attenuator. Okay, that's better. Now let's throw light on it. Yeah, we're not even getting an octave out of it. But it's a little bit easier to do musical things. Easier to control. works better at night, kids. Yeah, so once I got this far, I thought, what else does this need? Well, we're going to need some drums, right? And that was easy enough. So we got the usual. Kick, hat. Which I was going to make more complicated, or at least put some variation into it that we could mess with. But it didn't work out well. It didn't sound musical. I was messing with it, and it just kind of... it just didn't fly. So I thought, okay, maybe we need a pad. Right? So I plugged in the SMS, the magic multi-band super filter. What you're hearing is essentially just filter feedback, and it's tuned. I tuned all this stuff up, and so I then added, and I originally had it different. I haven't decided what I want yet. So I plugged in the solar panel to the sort of the rotation CV. And we get to give it some light, and it does interesting things. So listen to that background pad. I'm going to give it some gain here. Beautiful. All right, let's affect it. Okay, so here's the thing. Originally, I had it spaced differently. I had the one band spacing like this. And so when you give it the light, you get more travel out of it. And it always likes to return to its default, wherever you have it. Which isn't great. It wants to drift. See, I had it like this originally. Right about there. Okay? Wah, wah, wah. So now when you shine light on it, give it a little more light. A little more. A little more. Kill it. And it goes back to where it was. Nice. But as nice as that is, I haven't been paying attention to the clock, and you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. More of this tomorrow.